Acknowledge traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this meeting takes place, the Civic Fair.
Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for your blessing you bestow upon us in this Shire. Grant to those who hold office in this council the spirit of justice and truth, of wisdom and charity, that mindful of our responsibility and of the needs of those we serve, we may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully your authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, there are apologies from Councillor Higgins. Mr. Please, one other. Councillor Barnes. Is there a second to that? Councillor Reynolds, any dissent? All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, the ayes have it, it's carried. I advise that the proceedings of this meeting of council are being recorded, and those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Disclosures of any pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests.
Yes, the mayor just in relation to 6.1, the Edith and Road consolidated as 138, 6.1, just finalising some legal proceedings, so it's only significant. One there.
Thank you. Are there any other declarations? Well, that, I think, then takes us to 6.1, and so the second. I'm happy to move for most of the format, but that's it. So we can set. I put that. All those in favour say aye.
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 No, it's carried. It's carried. Councillor Bevan, 7.1.
Come on. Foreshadow motion, then, Mr. Mayor.
After I take a second. So, Councillor Ledland, this is the second point one, the finance review and advisory committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that. Thank you. I
think that's a poor seconding it. Councillor Reynolds.
Yeah, I'd just like to show a motion to the committee be constituted by the following. Where should be all councillors? I think that we've already delegated authorities away for the Development Assessment Committee. And to go to the Finance Committee, I think we're just dissolving our due roles as a councillor, sort of. So I'd like to see that councillors step up and be involved in it. All councillors, we said with the Development Assessment Committee that all councillors will be available to attend. We don't receive notifications about that from that meeting. Or I believe that every councillor should step up and be a part of this. And if it is that that's not a skill set that we have, then I think the training should be offered if that was the reasoning. Because the purpose, as it says, council to establish a standing body of community, the advisory community of council. There's no explanation as to why.
Thank you. So that's debated us. All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, within that, there was a foreshadowed question.
Yeah.
Now, do either the mover and the second wish to speak? I might say just a few words. And that is that it is an advisory committee. It's not a deliberative committee. So all the decisions come back to the council in the event.
Yeah.
It's a committee that the auditor has asked for, as I understand it. And the reason the auditor has asked for it is because other councils have it. And it typically consists, I understand, of these individuals. So I think it is best left in the form that it is. If any council wishes to attend, they can. The dates for these things are typically the same date all the time. Including the Development Assessment Committee, which is, I think, on Monday.
It's Monday, it's 4 o'clock.
And you're most welcome to attend. Other councillors have at times. Councillor Boyd attended, I think Councillor Neil attended
on occasion as well. But what I'm saying is, in the touch, yeah.
It is, it's extended to all councillors.
In our
I'm in debate, but it's extended to all councillors, and it's the same time every fortnight. And you're most welcome to attend if you wish. But if there is a communications problem, I'm sure that can be resolved. And again, the planning assessment committee is dealing with the determination of DAs trying to speed up the process. Frankly, not all DAs really do need to come to the council, and it would be peculiar for a council these days to have that happen. We're really talking about shared developments and developments where there is easements required for the riparian areas, although I think even that has now been amended to be administratively determined. And it may well be that that committee ends up, I think, in the short future, disappearing and those decisions be made, as they are in other councils, administratively by staff directly. Really, the council's lost the time of its functions. The council determines DAs where there are objectives. So it's not as though the council's lost any of its functions. And the committee has, that particular committee, and we're already debating this, but that particular committee too has allowed the vehicle to try and resolve issues where there are complex issues with DAs between objectors and applicants, and I think it's done a pretty good job at that. If it becomes a cast of thousands, of course it can't perform that function. It can really only perform that function where it has that more limited membership. This is only an advisory committee. It is a recommendation of the auditor. It is the leadership team of the council and finance, and I think it's appropriate. Does anyone else wish to be heard?
Yes. I get where Council Reynolds was coming from. And my first take on reading it was, it sort of appeared like a supplication of our duties, which would sort of lend itself to, I think, diminishing the skills and the knowledge of councillors. In saying that, if all councillors are given the opportunity to attend through a written invitation, it effectively is the whole of the council. And I'll make a point regarding the Development Assessment Committee. I attended one such meeting where there was a very interesting and complex issue at Cayuga around a subdivision. And those sort of opportunities and that learning is sort of taken away from councillors if these committees exist and determine these outcomes.
Does anyone else wish to be heard before I commit the motion? I put that in. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The contrary, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
I think I'm going to recommit that because I think the delay has caused an issue for the first time. If all those in favour could say aye.
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 I just, all right, all those nay?
Nay.
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 I'm going to ask for a show of hands. If all those in favour could raise a hand.
Aye.
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 So I must have misunderstood here. Am I supporting Councillor Reynolds' motion? Is that what we're voting on right now?
We're voting on the motion that was moved by Councillor Levin and seconded, I think, by you.
Yeah.
Not by the event that has been foreshadowed. So I'll just recommit that one last time, if that's all right. If all those in favour could raise a hand.
Aye.
Thank you. And all those against, the motion is carried.
Sorry. Minutes to two, please.
Yes. And Councillor Reynolds would like this dissent minute. All right, that takes us then to 6.2, I suspect. And so, 9.1. That's before that motion going to close.
Can you move
that? Just a second. Yeah. Thank you. Councillor Scholes, that was. Any dissent? Put it. Well, those of us that are, I'm punching out and answer. 9.1.
With respect to this, I'd like to move.
Right, has the recording been stopped?
Oh, sorry. Hi. Yeah.
Thank you. I do apologise.